Welcome to The Economy and You, a five-minute look at the way developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life. On today's program, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips addresses concerns over the future of the Junior Stock Exchange in light of impending changes to the incentives provided to listed companies. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is reaffirming government's commitment to supporting the Jamaica Stock Exchange, JSE, despite plans to vary incentives offered to companies listed on the junior market come March. The junior market was introduced in 2009 to encourage the growth of small and medium-sized enterprises and provides full relief from income tax for the first 5 years and 50% for the second 5 years, plus exemption from tax on dividends and stamp duty on the transfer of shares. In 2013, the government announced a transition period for the phasing out of the special scheme of income tax incentives enjoyed by companies listed on the junior market. This was met with resistance from members of the private sector, who asserted that the removal of the incentives will hinder the growth of the local stock market, listed as the top-performing stock market in the world in 2015. Responding to questions from opposition spokesman on finance, Audley Shaw, in the House of Representatives recently, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips stated that notwithstanding plans to adjust the incentives offered to companies listed on the Junior Stock Exchange, the overall objective remains the growth and continued viability of the local stock market.
The existing arrangements will not continue beyond April. But what I have also said is that we are looking to see what of a more durable nature can be implemented both in relation to the junior and the senior to incentivize companies. And when we have concluded those deliberations, we'll report in the budget debate.
You're also saying, in consequence, that you would preserve the junior stock exchange based on the unique nature of the kind of clientele it would attract.
Well, yes, the rules establishing the junior stock exchange are really the rules of the stock exchange, and we expect it to continue, and we will do everything we can to facilitate its continuation.
The finance minister adds that discussions about how the incentives for the junior stock exchange companies will be varied are still ongoing, and no final decisions have yet been taken.
Any adjustments that we make subsequently, the exchange will continue to exist because the critical ingredient in the exchange as compared with the senior exchange is the size of the company, the amount of paid up capital, the number of shareholders and other provisions in the regulations, which will continue to exist.
Dr. Phillips says a concrete demonstration of the government's commitment to the growth and development of the Jamaica Stock Exchange is Cabinet's approval of its use as a possible option in the privatization of several state assets.
We are working with the Jamaica Stock Exchange to list government securities on the Jamaica Stock Exchange as a means not only of increasing levels of transparency in trading securities, but also as a means of stimulating a growth in a secondary market for government-issued paper.
Among the assets to be privatized are various levels of shareholdings in Wigton Wind Farm, Jamaica Public Service Company, Seprod Limited, Factories Corporation of Jamaica, Petrojam, Ethanol Jamaica, and Things Jamaica Limited. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of The Economy and You.
Motorists who've been affected by bad gas are being encouraged to register a complaint with the Consumer Affairs Commission. Complaints must be related to petrol purchased within the last 60 days and should include the following: name, address and contact numbers, receipt of petrol purchased or date and place of purchase, a detailed report from mechanic or dealer outlining the problem and corrective action taken, photographs of the work being carried out, receipts of repairs and any other related costs. For details, contact the Consumer Affairs Commission at 906-5425, 906-8568 or send an email to info@cac.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.